Okay, so we're just going to take a moment and relax and breathe deeply and slowly into our heart space. Breathing slowly and deeply sends a very powerful message to our bodies that we're safe. The scientific exploration of the physical body related to meditation shows that moving into that sweet, quiet place that underlies all of the activity is a very healing, peaceful place. Our bodies like us to go there, and the chemistry of our body tends to shift to a more neutral place at first, letting go of any adrenaline or other fight or flight chemicals. And eventually, if we relax deeply enough, moving into more of a endorphin-based metabolism. And so we relax and breathe. Let go of the getting here, just be here now. Feeling that deep, beautiful, loving space of tranquility, serenity, and calm that is ever present for us if we remember to just relax and breathe a little more deeply and focus on the goodness, the love, the beauty of life that is ever present. Our power lies in our ability to focus. And our meditation today is inspired by two quotes from the most recent Abraham workshop on 12/28/22. And toward the end of the workshop, Abraham said, "The other day, just for fun, Esther sat with her computer and made a long list of some of the moments in time when she remembered feeling really, really good. And they were simple. More simple than you would think. Wasn't about the day she actually got the keys to this wonderful building. It was a moment in time when she had a realization of something, or being on an elevator with someone who said something that was interesting and good feeling, or walking up a small rise at Crater Lake by herself, snow everywhere. She was wading through knee-deep snow and coming to the top of the hill and catching her first glimpse of this deep, deep lake and its blue, blue water. And she said right out loud to herself, 'Now I understand what breathtaking means. This is the first time I ever remember something actually being so beautiful it took my breath away.'" She created pages and pages of moments in time. Now she had access to them because she was feeling good. She had not an ounce of resistance in her being. She'd been meditating and appreciating and basking. It was easy to find those good feeling moments in time. And as she went back over her list, she thought how little was about possessions of material objects, although there were some. It was mostly about moments of insight. And she realized as she looked back over the list, up and down, that what she was looking at on her list were experiences when she was in complete resonance with her own inner being. And she thought, that's what feeling good is. It's being in complete resonance with my inner being. It's absence of resistance because my inner being's point of view and mine are one and the same. That's what you're reaching for. And that's what everything you want is about. And a little while later, they said, your inner being wants you to manifest those things you desire, and your inner being will revel with you when you do. But the manifestation of alignment is what you want. The subjects that are your reason to focus are just the subjects that are your reason to focus. But it's the resonance with your inner being that you're reaching for. Humans have an ongoing argument about whether human life is better if it's complex or simple. Life in the country or life in the city, having more or having less. What is the secret of a happy life? Not about any of that. It's about how much resonance are you able to find with your inner being? And how long can you focus there and allow that resonance to become more and more and more? It's the consistency of the resonance with your inner being that you're reaching for. Thousands of emails come to Esther's inbox with questions like, how can I find my lover? Because almost everybody thinks they can't find love until they find a lover to love them. That's a flawed premise. Love is something that you do. And then the law of attraction matches your love with someone else who is offering the same vibration. It's not about filling a void. It's about there not being a void. If there's a void of love, your lover can't come. If there's a void of a feeling of prosperity, prosperity can't come. If there's a void or absence of clarity, clarity can't come. If there's an absence of happy, happy can't come. You have to find reasons to feel happy, reasons to feel clarity, and reasons to feel prosperous, and reasons to feel love. You have to look for them where they are. Find them and milk them, enjoy them, sustain them, practice them. And let this feeling of love be the bouncing off place for more of that. And then that feeling of love will be the bouncing off place for more of that. And then after a while, law of attraction will bring you the perfect match. Law of attraction's already bringing you the perfect match. But it's bringing you a match to what you're offering, which is not always a match to what you're wanting. You have to radiate what you want back. So that's the direct quotes from Abraham from this past week. And so I would like this meditation to follow this pattern that they offered us here, to think about moments in our lives that were wonderful, moments where we experienced something delightful, moments where we had new insights, moments where we felt good, because the point is feeling good. And so if we can remember feeling good, then we can generate that frequency. And a friend of mine this morning in a talk she gave said, the universe doesn't speak English, the universe speaks frequency. And so feeling good is the frequency we're looking for. And I'm watching Melanie with her puppy and feeling the love that exists when we connect with pets. And could be pets, could be children, could be nature. So take a moment and just allow yourself to dwell on what it feels when you connect with another living being. Whether it be your dog or your cat, your grandchild, your sweetheart, a dear friend. Feel the warmth of connection with someone who is precious to you. And allow yourself to feel in your heart how that feels. You could call it love. You could call it affection or appreciation or caring. Just feel a little warmth in your heart on purpose. And see if it makes you smile to think about this particular one that feels good. It might be touching a furry head, or it might be touching the tender cheek of a little one. Might be holding a hand or getting a hug. Thinking about connection with someone we care about. Sometimes now we have connections that are virtual. I can think about doing a Zoom meeting with people who are here right now and feel warmth and connection, a sense of community in my heart. See if you can access a sense of community. Just feeling that sense of belonging, a feeling of being welcome, perhaps a feeling of homecoming. Sometimes it takes a while to develop familiarity. And I've had moments in my life when I connected with a new place or a new group and felt that homecoming immediately. So give yourself a chance to think of a moment when you felt deeply at home. Very, very welcome. Perhaps warmly greeted. Abraham suggests that we savor these moments as we remember them. Milk them for the feeling that they bring us. So notice how your body feels if you think of these moments of homecoming. Is there any place within you that you can feel relaxed? Sometimes it means your shoulders drop, or your forehead unwrinkles, or you smile, or your belly relaxes a little bit, or you breathe a little deeper. Our body gives us lots of signs when we feel a sense of release or relief from resistance. And that's what we're looking for here. We're looking for resonance with our inner being who adores us and who adores our life and who adores all of those we connect with, who adores those feelings of homecoming and belonging, because the ultimate sense of homecoming and belonging is to feel at home with our inner being, to feel that resonance that is infinite and eternal and ever with us all through life and well beyond physical life into the eternal life that is the essence of who we are. And so we do this little dance with our inner beings. Our inner beings are constant, but our awareness of that connection comes and goes. And that feeling of homecoming is the restoration of the resonance with our inner being. It is feeling warm and loving and loved. It is feeling relaxed and welcome and adored. And that is the absolute truth of who we are. We are loved. We are loving. We are love going and coming. The very essence of who we are is love. And so as we find those moments to think about of deep appreciation, in the quote Abraham described Esther getting to the top of the hill and looking down into the deep, deep blue of Crater Lake. So you might think about if you've ever gone to a place that was so beautiful that it took your breath away, or a moment that was so powerfully moving to you that you just caught your breath. And breathe into that feeling of wonder and awe about the power and beauty and grace of this world, of this life that we're living. It's just amazing to be who we are, living this love, present in any particular moment like this one, and able to remember moments from the past that were extraordinary, and to resonate with that feeling. Abraham's been saying lately, focus on the feeling, focus the feeling. And as we acknowledge these times when we felt moved by life, we can breathe into that space and feel the beauty and the power and the grace of being open-hearted enough to be moved by life. You may have thought of several times in your life when you've been deeply touched. And perhaps you can access a moment when you had an aha of the mind, where suddenly something became so clear to you that you felt excited and delighted and eureka, I found the answer. Our minds love to feel satisfied too. And there are so many times when there is a powerful idea that comes forward that touches us and takes us to another level. And those ideas and the resonance with those ideas also comes from our inner being. And we can connect to our inner being intellectually as well as emotionally. It's good both ways. This is a both and universe. It's not either or. It's one. And so if you can remember a moment when the light dawned, and you saw clearly for a new time a truth, an idea, an understanding that was meaningful to you. And notice how that feels. When you have a question and get an answer, how does that feel? Ah, sometimes it feels like relief. Sometimes it feels like a door opening or excitement. Sometimes it just feels like the inevitable relaxing into well-being that is ever present for us, because our inner beings are providing the answer to every question in our vortex all the time. And as we relax and trust in the well-being, it gets easier and easier to receive what's already lined up for us. So let's take a moment and connect with the feeling of humor and laughter and comedy. Can you remember a time in your life when you were just convulsed with belly laughter? Or something just struck you so funny that you couldn't stop laughing? Maybe there's someone in your life who makes you laugh, who offers quips or stories or jokes that just crack you up. And you just smile and giggle when you think of them because it's fun to be around them. Thinking about humor. Humor is often a release of resistance, Abraham has said. And I like thinking about the cosmic comicness. I think our inner beings are trying to show us what's funny all the time. Abraham always says, there's nothing serious going on here. And does things in the workshops that make us laugh. It's a great thing. Delighting in the humor of life. What does your body feel like when you're laughing? It's nothing like a good giggle. One of the feelings I love is wonder. I cultivate wonder specifically on purpose every day. When I leave my house and pat my pockets and say keys, money, phone, water, and then I add wonder, willingness, and joy. To approach life with a sense of wonder. I wonder what's going to happen next. I wonder just how good it can be. I wonder how I can finish up this meditation in less than a minute. And so I know that we are blessed, that it is such a good thing to live in the joy of connection with resonance to Source, and that that truly is what we're always thinking of. We are coming to that place of peace and light and love and joy and resonance and power. We are coming into our own. For that is who we truly are. I am grateful for it, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to revel in the beauty of life and to talk about Abraham, because I love doing that so much. So thank you to each of you for this delicious time of having fun and knowing this well-being. I am grateful for it. And so it is.